Magic 106.3, Columbus's number one station for classic soul and today's R&B, home of the TJMS. Nia Noel, and I told you I was going to have, in my eyes, a legend in hip-hop and R&B on the Nia Noel Show with me from New Edition and BBD, Michael Bivins. How are you?
How you doing, Nia? I'm fine. And yourself?
I am so excited to have you on the show with me. I am one of those true BBD fans, so this is like amazing to me. I mean, this is great. I'm so excited about what you guys got going on this Saturday. Centric, this Saturday, Valentine's Day. You know what I'm thinking. You go out to eat, you come home with your boo, you get booed up on the couch before, you know, the little after party, and you watch this documentary. You guys are celebrating 25 years of Poison? Really?
Yeah, and what it is, it's a live concert. So, you know, if you really, you know, love BBD, the dope, Poison, Thought It Was Me, Smile Again, we're in concert.
Yes.
You know, we go first song to the last song, and it's a real hype crowd, and it's strong. But we are doing a documentary as well, and that's going to follow for Black Music Month in June on Centric.
Okay.
So it's like the concerts for Black History Month.
Right.
And then in June for Black Music Month, you get the more in-depth of stuff and get to talk to the producers, the making of the album, and this, that, and the third.
My mind is just blown away that it's been 25 years since Poison. And you guys have been together how long? How long has it been?
Well, we've been together since 1978.
Jesus.
Well, we didn't put out no music until 1983. So professionally, we've been New Edition for 32 years.
Right.
And Bill Biv DeVoe, of course, we've been out for 25. So we've been knowing each other quite a long time. We're like brothers with different mothers.
Yeah, you know? You guys are blood. You're family. When you're together that long, you family. That ain't nothing but family.
and we spend probably more time with each other than our families at some point in our career.
Yes.
Because we was always traveling. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it goes. I have to tell you this little story about myself.
Okay.
I, as a teenager, begged my mom to stop at a radio station live broadcast to spin the wheel. I wanted to win prizes. And I spun the wheel and won tickets to see BBD.
Wow.
No lie, that was my very first concert, and I thought my mom was going to let me take my girlfriend. No, she was a Black mom. She's like, I'm going with you. And I stood there, and I did the Running Man the whole time, and I had a great time. Now, I don't remember the name of the tour you guys were on. It was the one where you had the basketball court and the big shoe in the locker room.
Triple threat.
That
was our first tour, yes.
I know what kind of show you guys do, and I've seen you guys since then. And you know what? You're older, but y'all still rock the house.
We still try to be as close to 20 as possible. We just pace ourselves a little bit. So at some point, we get busy, and then we just be on some cool, smooth stuff.
But yeah.
For the most part, BBD is a high-energy type show. And it's in your face, and it's a good cross between R&B, hip-hop, and pop. We cover all genres, and we try to cater to the different people that are in the audience. We may give you a little bit of this, a little bit of that, so that when you leave, you can say, wow, it wasn't nothing left. They left it all on the stage.
Yeah, because you guys have a show enough party, and then you set the mood for the lovers and everything, so... You know, I feel like if people haven't seen BBD live, this Saturday would be like the perfect example or like the cheat sheet to be able to do it. You know, sit at home and watch his live concert.
Yeah, it was BB King's in Orlando. Yeah.
So what's next for you guys? I know y'all always working on something. You ain't been in this career this long and not had nothing going on. What's next besides the documentary and Saturday's big show?
Well, we're going to launch our website. That we're going to slowly bring people in more so they can get more information in terms of merchandising and tour dates to keep you up to speed. And we've been sitting down with a few producers because we do want to make a record in our 25th year. We just don't want to try to redo what we've done. We want to make sure that it's age appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's BBD 2015, not BBD 1990. So we're being very cautious and selective over the lyrical content and the tempo of the song. So the website would allow you to be able to live with us and stay in touch with us even more because everybody's online. So that's kind of like where we are. we're kind of just still formulating what we're doing while we're still waiting on the new edition business with the movie, this, that, and the third. It's like a few things in the pan right now. So we just go back and forth and just make sure everything's moving parallel so that it's just a huge 2015 for the whole family.
Okay, so hold on, back up. You said new edition movie. What's that?
It's a miniseries. Yeah, it's a miniseries, and it's right now it's with BET Networks and their film department, and it's going to be 3 nights, and the paperwork is being passed around as we speak. There's some signatures on it. Everyone's moving the paperwork around and signing off on it, and you'll probably hear a big press release once the all six signatures is on there, and then it's on and popping. We're gonna give you the R&B version of Roots. You know, 3 nights where you can sit back and watch us as teens, young adults, into present day, wherever the story ends. So it's real, and it's gonna be as real as Ray and any other biopic that you could sit back and say, now that's a real movie with great screenwriters, great storyline.
Yeah.
It moved me. I cried. I smiled. I danced. The songs came in on point. Everybody looked like the characters. Oh, we're going to dot our I's and cross our T's on our thing. You could believe that.
Okay. That's going to be huge, too, because, you know, everybody, you know, people are really into these biopics. We had Aaliyah. We had Whitney's, you know. So people, your fans really like to know the insides, the ins and outs, the raw of your lives, because, you know, we're fans. We love you. So this is, you guys got some huge stuff on the horizon. And I just want to commend you guys for this longevity, because there's so many artists out there that they don't even scratch the surface of this length of career and everything you've been doing. So kudos to you guys. And I'm so glad to see that y'all are still doing the thing. And maybe I can come and do more Running Man at your next concert. I have to pace myself, though.
You're always welcome. You know you are. The next time we close, come get your knee a pull up and get busy and do your thing. You'll be all right with us.
I'm going to have to pace myself, though, because you said that's the key to making it through a whole show. I'm going to pace myself.
Hey, listen, I got to do my rap after that big Poison breakdown. Believe me, I done paced myself and figured it out, because in the beginning, I was looking for the oxygen. I was like, damn, this ain't working, man. I'm going too hard, trying to be hot and hard, but I'm running out of air in the middle of my flow. This ain't going to work, so... Trust me, we'll keep you right.
Yeah, you live and you learn, don't you?
Oh, my God. And I got caught on TV a few times, so I got memories to look at. I don't ever want to be that guy.
That is too damn funny. That is great. So don't forget, everybody, Valentine's Day on Centric. It's live. Belle Biv DeVoe. It's One Sexy Night. All the hits. And it's going to be epic. So even if you're not home, just set the DVR. Everybody's got DVR. So if you're out, you know, booed up, set the DVR. You can come watch it later on and be sure to catch this big, big, big concert with Belle Biv DeVoe. But, you know, before you go, I have to ask you, you know, everything that's going on with Bobby and his family and everything. Have you been in touch with him?
Yeah. We've spoken to him. And his spirit is... in a good place. I think, you know, because of the situation, you know how you have that first fear when you probably walk in the room?
Yeah.
You're a parent and you're looking at your child?
Yeah.
That's your first fear.
Yeah.
Then when you start praying and you're pulling your mother and your father and Whitney's spirit, then you start to get the armor to go, okay,
yeah,
I'm dealing with it. Now let me mentally start making the right decision.
Right.
Let me switch hospitals. Let me see what we're really dealing with neurologically.
Yes.
And how can I make it better? Let me put some hands on it. So at this point, what I could say is he's probably matured even more in the last week or so,
mm-hmm.
couple of weeks, just really having to make decisions as a parent. And now with Whitney gone, he's like both. He has to take her spirit, make his decision.
Right.
Because she can't make no decision for herself. And I told him, and I'm proud of him, that he's handling himself. And the one thing I like about it, he ain't sat down and talked to nobody.
Right.
Okay? He ain't
family
on nobody's
first.
TV channel
mm-hmm.
talking about it, giving nobody exclusive. He's dealing with it like, I am not Bobby Brown the artist. I'm being Bobby Brown the father.
Yes.
And I ain't got time to be sitting on no one's channel giving you no ratings. Because this is real.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what I like the most about it.
Yes.
Because sometimes today, everybody want to be seen. Everyone want to get the exclusive from the hospital room because they want to run and put it on the web or whatever. But when you're looking at your daughter and you hoping that that next person come put their hands on her and they're the messenger from God and the spirit is touching her, that's all you need to be thinking about. What can he do to the last minute? And whatever decision he has to make, at least he can say he was living to make that decision.
Right.
He saw her through. That's right. What we talked about.
Well, I need you to do one thing for me. Next time you talk to Bobby, you tell him that all the fans out here, we praying for him and that family. And Bobby, Christina, we praying for them because we want the best. And, you know, a lot of us grew up watching you all become men and raise your families and do your thing. And, you know, it touches our heart, too, to see you all go through this stuff. So I just want you to tell Bobby that while you out here doing press and getting ready for whatever it is, that his fans, we're out here praying for him, and we support him 100%.
Right, and I think today, what, wouldn't it be the third, the 3 years for her today, the 11th? Right?
Absolutely. Whitney. Yeah, Whitney, three years.
Yeah. So we'll pray on that as well. And like I said, maybe her spirit is all in that room and doing what it needs to do, and we're going to do that. And when I do speak to him again, Nia, with all of the people that have said what you said, I tend to not forget, and I'll make sure I slide that in. You got that.
I appreciate that. But I want to make sure that everybody knows you guys are celebrating 25 years of Poison. I cannot wait for y'all to come back in my neighborhood because we're going to have a party. And I'm going to have a party watching you all Saturday night on Centric. If you don't know and you're a huge BBD fan, Centric will be broadcasting a BBD concert, 3 Smoothed Out Legends, 1 Sexy Night, all the hits. Valentine's evening, if you're not going to be home, set your DVR and check it out. Man, it's going to be amazing. I look forward to seeing it. I appreciate you spending some time with me, Michael Bivens. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, you too, man. Happy New Year's to you and your family as well. And remember, Saturday night, boo up and make it do what it do.
I know. Stay blessed.
Okay.
All right now.
All right.